Jesus said in John 14, 1 through 4, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going." A friend of mine's wife died after a battle with a 24-year illness. I talked with a member of the family. He said, "We know where Mother is in heaven, and we want to celebrate her life and take care of our dad." I recently talked with a daughter of a lady who is terminal. She said, "Mother and Dad are fine. They have a strong faith. My mother is on the way to heaven." In those two conversations, I heard confidence and assurance in their voices. Their hope is based on the blood of Christ and the promises written in the Word of God. In John 14, Jesus assures us heaven is a real place. Verse 2, he said, "In my Father's house there are many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you?" Jesus said he's preparing a place for us with his hands. Because Jesus calls this his Father's house, we may call it home. Death is not the end for Christians. We're going home to be with Jesus. Heaven's not only a place, but it's where certain things are prohibited. There'll be no more sickness there. There'll be no more pain. I want you to know the former things will have passed away. Sorrow is prohibited. God himself shall wipe away all tears. There'll be no more separation. The cruelty of death as it separates families, that's not so in heaven, it's prohibited. There will be no more death. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of heaven. Then heaven is a home where we'll know provisions. We'll have perfect help, perfect happiness, contentment, and fellowship. We will see our loved ones in Christ who preceded us. We'll be able to fall at the feet of Christ and thank him for bringing us home. This is not the final resting place for our body here on this earth. This is not the final resting place for our soul, because when we close our eyes to this world, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. My dad went to heaven in 2009. He was unresponsive on life support for about 5 days. His doctor met with my sister, brother, and me and explained our options. We gave Dad another 24 hours. We made the decision to sedate him and remove life support. The doctor said he could live 5 minutes or he could live 5 more days. He raised his head and looked at all of us in 5 minutes, and he was gone. His angel escort had arrived, and he was in the presence of Christ. The most vital truth that brought me through this experience is very simple. Because of what Christ did on the cross and my dad's faith in Christ, I will see my dad again. With COVID-19 here and around the world, we will encounter this enemy called death even more frequently than before the pandemic. Have you prepared your heart by trusting Jesus as Savior and Lord for your appointment to die?